In this episode, you're going to find out what's happening in the world of video marketing, including Facebook stories, Twitter video pre-roll ads, and Facebook collections, and more. It's going down in this episode.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery, brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 76 of the Video Marketing Mastery podcast. Look, there's a lot of interesting news. I'm going to break it down for you in just a moment. We're going to be talking about Facebook stories, Twitter video pre-rolls, also Facebook collections, and really why the tide is turning and headed in the video direction and how everybody is recognizing that video is getting the best results. This week, I'm going to be at the American Gem Society Conference. I'm speaking. I've got two speeches I'm giving. I am literally still writing them and working on the slides. It's getting a little bit scary for me. I've got all my data. I've just got to formulate it into the way that I want to present it. And also in Los Angeles, I'm going to get to spend some time with my family that lives there. We're also going to really kick back and enjoy some beautiful LA traffic. And then Las Vegas. I'm going to be in Las Vegas for a couple of days. I don't know what hotel, but we're going to be out there meeting with clients, advising them on their digital strategy. And we just got a phone call this morning from the Male Breast Cancer Coalition. Yes, men can get breast cancer too. For those of you listening to the podcast, you'll know that I'm a cancer patient advocate. It is a big passion of mine. And right here at Wirebuzz, we started three cancer awareness campaigns: breast, colon, and prostate. They've all gone crazy viral. In fact, in a 12-month period, we generated 1.1 million followers and 300,000 followers to a live yoga class that we recorded out of our studio each and every day. And this has really been a fun project for us, educating patients about health and well-being. And we got the call from the Male Breast Cancer Coalition. They called to say that one of our videos with myself and Dr. Harness and a male breast cancer patient, Brett Miller, who just got engaged over the weekend, I know because we're Facebook friends, ended up in the hands of a patient, a male patient in Japan, who didn't have anybody there that he could talk with. He watched the interview and the discussion, saw how candid Brett Miller was, and the great advice that our medical director, Jay Harness, provided, and they called to say that that video and that interview impacted his outcomes and his patient experience, and that touches my life significantly. If you're trying to use video to move mountains or to generate leads or to create thought leadership, think about how you can answer questions in your industry. Think about how you can start interviewing people who are doing unique and innovative things. And before you know it, you'll be the center of the conversation in your industry. People will gravitate towards you and they will look at you as being the thought leader that you've always wanted to be. Really nice story. It lifted up my heart. I got to call Dr. Harness and give him the lowdown about that story. And coming up in a couple of weeks, we're going to do a live Facebook Live event for breast cancer patients that happen to be men, in honor of this great news that came forward. Now, there's a lot of news in video marketing. As you know, each and every week, we synthesize hundreds of video marketing stories here inside of Wirebuzz. And the context here is we're going to tell you the story, but that just ain't good enough for us. We're also going to tell you brass tacks, how you can use it for your business to move the needle, to generate more ROI, or to get the word out about your product or service, or to streamline your sales process. If you want to learn how to use video to guarantee that your business gets ROI, a return on investment, all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/ROI. We've created a free downloadable video mini course that's available to you. And the first story I want to bring to your attention is about Facebook. Of course, for all those Facebooklers out there, you already know this, but for those of us who work marketing jobs and are also advancing our own product or service, Facebook launches Stories to complete its all-out assault on Snapchat. Now, if you are having a hard time picturing where the Stories are, you should know that it's at the very top of the app. You'll see it only on your mobile device, And up on the top there are different stories. It looks very much like Snapchat. And here's the story out of TheVerge.com. Quote, Facebook rolled out ephemeral stories and messaging in its mobile apps last week, bringing the popular format of sharing photos and videos to more than 1.65 billion people a day. Now, I'm going to take a little sidebar here, if you don't mind. You and I know that the Facebook audience is now at 1.8 billion, but let's just go ahead with the story and proceed ahead. Now, the move here is part of an all-out effort to blunt the momentum of Snapchat, which reinvented the stories format in 2013 to ensure that Facebook's continued dominance in an era where photos and video become a primary mode of communication. Now, why this matters? Well, here's a quote from the product manager of Facebook Stories. The way people create content is changing to be from text to photos and, of course, video. But the most important thing that you need to know as a marketer is people are four times more likely to watch video, and they spend two times longer on websites where video is available. So think about this for a moment. Facebook knows this. Mark Zuckerberg knows this. He's looking inside of the data, and he already knows that video rocks the cradle, okay, at Facebook. And he knows that if he wants to be competitive going forward, he has to have, as he said, a video-first environment, which lives across all of Facebook's properties. That includes, of course, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram. All of them are in a rapid morph to being video first. I'm actually going to put on the show notes page for this episode, wirebuzz.com/76. In a moment, I'll tell you an easy way to remember 76. And I'm going to do a screenshot of Facebook's mobile app, so you can see all of the different video callouts that Facebook now has on its app. And it's like every little button is a video button. It's really interesting. But what they're doing is they're ushering in a new era where they can be competitive. And you should be thinking about your business. And here's your takeaway. Where can you communicate in video? If people are four times more likely to watch a video than read text, if people are three times more likely to share video than share text, people process the information in a video 60,000 times faster than they process text, then text should be prioritized, because when it all comes down to brass tacks, people that watch a product or a service video are 144% more likely to buy. Learn from Zuckerberg, okay? Follow in his wake, and he will take you in the right direction. Because Facebook right now knows, off of their 1.8 billion people, which content moves the needle, and they're adjusting, and so should you. Got it? Good. Twitter introduced pre-roll ads to Periscope videos. This came out of TechCrunch. TechCrunch is a great site for those of you who enjoy staying up to speed on the latest technology news. There's a ton of great video marketing news there. And Twitter is announcing a new ad unit. It's called Pre-roll Ads on Periscope Videos. Now, in a blog post, Periscope Group Manager Mike Folgner says that the ads will appear in a way that's, quote, organic to how people already consume the content on the platform. Now, basically, the publishers will have the option to run a short video ad that plays before you watch their Periscope videos, both live broadcasts and replays on Twitter. Now, why it matters to you is Twitter's ad revenue, well, it seemed to stall out. And not only is their ad revenue stalling out, but also their new membership, right? People that are using Twitter has also started to descend. And this is Twitter's maybe seventh or eighth or ninth implementation of video in the last, let's say, 3 months, where Twitter can start to compete for ad dollars from television and start pulling in video ads off of platforms like, let's say, YouTube or Facebook, and be competitive in the new environment. And they already know that people are significantly more interested in using video. I would recommend that you be an early adopter. Look, I'm not a big fan of Twitter. I recognize its importance. I share new information every single day and maybe four times a day when there's really great information that needs to go out to my followers. I do it on Twitter, but I do it on all the other platforms. And it's important for you to realize that early adopters are the ones that get the biggest opportunities. They're the ones that can buy ads in front of a very specific target audience at very low rates. And as more people start to see the success that comes from like a Twitter pre-roll ad in a live Periscope video, then those ad rates will start to go up. Competition will bid that price up. I would recommend test, test, test. Get yourself there early. See if you can move the needle, convince and convert people at significantly lower rates, and be prepared as that price starts to go up. Your opportunity is right now. Carpe diem. Oh yeah, March Madness it just wrapped up here in the greater Phoenix area. In fact, it was last night. People left the office, including Marcus Krieg, who you heard in the earlier episode. He went and watched the game. Marcus actually bought tickets to see the Oregon Ducks, and good on them. They made it to the Final Four. My University of Arizona Wildcats didn't even get out of the Sweet 16 and advance to the Elite Eight. So good on the Ducks to represent the Pac-12, which is our home conference. But March Madness Live, the live stream generated an all-time record of 88 million live streams, an increase of 31% from last year. I watched it. I watched it on the road when I was traveling for business. I'm sure you watched it at some point too. You had to go through that CBS app, which they didn't even really tip you off until game time. So everybody was starting to download it because there was two apps, one that allowed you to do the brackets and one that allowed you to watch live. And they really split you off a lot like Facebook and Instant Messenger have been split off. Eventually, I think they're going to build those all into one app, especially when you see that 88 million are watching that live stream during the tournament, and it's a big increase. Now, here's why it matters. Not only are people cutting the cable cord, and in our office, I think we found that almost 50% of the staff here, I think it was higher than 50%, are cord cutters. Let me do a quick little mini poll here. Christo, are you a cord cutter?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Apple TV,
that's how you roll? Yeah. That's your jam?
That's my jam.
All right. So these are people like Christo, right, that are mobile first, and they believe in live streaming, and it continues to be the future of how we consume content. I just want you to think about being wherever your target customer is. I really don't care if I'm creating content for a cord cutter or I'm creating content for somebody that's on television. Naturally, I want to create more content. I want to give people access to it. Somebody like Christo can watch on Apple TV, something on the Discovery Channel. And so you really have access to an endless universe of content. Just think about how you create really great content that convinces and converts people at faster rates. It really matters when you start to see that March Madness gets huge numbers. If you rewind to past episodes, you'll see that the inauguration, presidential debates, we saw that every big piece of news along the way has gotten huge online ratings, and that ship ain't turning around. Start thinking about how you tap into those audiences and get really great results. Facebook has a new type of video ad meant to get people shopping. You guessed it. Facebook's launching a new type of ad to help people find and buy products that they may see that from a video that's being marketed on their service. The new format called Collections will let marketers attach multiple product images to a video feed inside of the news feed. Now, here's why that matters. Facebook says that 3 in 4 consumers say that watching videos on social media influences their purchasing decisions. It sure does. I can't even tell you what a late night after a glass of wine, maybe 2, late night shopper I have become. Amazon, well, that's my jam, Christo. They send me stuff. If I had a second glass, it arrives at the office. You've seen me. I'm like, I don't even know what this is, right? I'm just excited. I'm sending myself gifts. And you know, we all do this. It's how we influence and how we get influenced. 3 out of 4 consumers say that watching videos on social media influences their buying decisions. And we know that when someone watches a video about a product or a service, they're 85% more likely to buy. I've even seen numbers up to 144% more likely to buy after watching a product or a service video. Think about how you can use Facebook video ads to get your product out there, to tease people, to show them the impact. I mean, it is such a powerful tool. You definitely don't want to miss out on it. Social video ad spend is going to double in 2017. This is coming directly from the Business Insider. Quote, social video ads is expected to double once more in 2017 over $4 billion. Now, this would account for a third of U.S. digital video ad sales and 20% of social media ad sales. New video ad formats such as mid-roll ads in live video and the emergence of social video over the top platforms on connected TV is going to accelerate growth. It matters because nothing's complicated here, okay? Whether it's a pre-roll ad or a mid-roll ad during your live videos, businesses are taking note of the increased engagement that they're getting from video, and it's highly persuasive. Make sure you're looking at this story from Business Insider. They provide great tips. I'll put it on the show note page with all these other stories, wirebuzz.com/76. Spotify has acquired video discovery startup Mighty TV. This story also from the Business Insider. Quote, Spotify has acquired video discovery startup Mighty TV for an undisclosed price, the music streaming company announced on Monday. The Mighty TV app acts a bit like a Tinder for video content. Users swipe through a list of movies or TV shows from a video service like Netflix, Hulu, and HBO, and the app then suggests which new ones to watch based on your choices. Look, I love it. I really do. The reason is my wife and I struggle immensely at going to iTunes movies or Netflix, and we look at all these things and we're totally disinterested. We would swipe left, swipe left, swipe left. Swiping right and swiping left has become as basic to the human experience today as walking, right? You know, I've never been on a dating site because I've been with my wife for 17 years, but we did have happy hour with one of our single friends. And we went through and swiped left and swiped right for him and helped him narrow it down. That's a ton of fun. I like that same experience on Netflix or Hulu to help me narrow it down. I think it's a different way of looking at it than, let's say, your wish list, right? The wish list sucks because once I go in there, I'm like, I'm not even really interested in that. But the user experience is always going to get better. We're always going to optimize ways for people to find new and interesting content. And I'm always a big fan of trying out new technology. Think about something like this Mighty app, this Mighty TV app, as a way for you to get a better user experience and find things on Netflix, Hulu, and HBO that can help you find programming that you'd prefer to watch at faster rates. Hey, a little word to the wise. I'm not sure if the movie also has to choose you, because if the movie swipes left on you and your spouse, you're screwed. I don't have a solution for that. All right, well, that's the news that matters to video marketing masters. Keep an eye out. We've got a lot of things coming up. If you aren't following the Wirebuzz Facebook page, you're missing out on a lot of yours truly videos where I'm cranking out a couple videos a week, and we're posting blog articles and podcasts up there. I think it would be really helpful for you. By the way, we're recording this episode right now, and I'm sure pieces of it will pop up inside. And when I say recording, I mean the only way you really should be recording, and that's in video. And pieces of that will be popping up inside of that Wirebuzz Facebook page. You'll also see them pop up on Wirebuzz's Twitter handle and on LinkedIn and on my personal page on LinkedIn or my Twitter handle at TheToddHartley. An easy way to get access to the show notes for this page is to go to wirebuzz.com/76. The easiest way to remember 76 is, well, 1776, the founding of the country, or if you're more pedestrian like Christo, who's disappointed that I didn't bring his up, 76 is the gas station. Easy way, wirebuzz.com/76. Fill her up with spirit, right? That's what it is. Fill her up with spirit, the spirit of 76. If this episode was valuable to you and I provided some good information, I know it's so much easier to get the latest news of the week from a podcast. You can hear it while you're at the gym or in the car or traveling on an airplane. If this information is valuable to you, please go to Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play. Please leave a really honest review. I would love to learn from your feedback. I'm also interested in having you subscribe. And when you do that, Christo's going to make sure that each and every new episode gets directly sent to your mobile device so you can take yours truly on the run. And it's funny, but I often listen to our podcast when I spot check it while I'm on my run. Crushed 3 miles today, went super slow, barely made it across the finish line, but I am here doing the podcast. Also on the show notes page for this week, I'm going to make sure that I put a couple of photos of a Super Bowl winning quarterback that was in our office this last week, working with us on his business. Think of the Raiders quarterback, Mark Wilson. He was in the house, and while we were in the conference room, his ring went down onto my large quartz table a couple of times, and in my mind, I was like, Mark Wilson's going to dent our table with his Super Bowl ring. Hey, we took a couple photos with him, and also I took a photo of his ring. I did ask him, how often do people take photos of your Super Bowl ring? And he said, every single day. You're going to hear more about Mark Wilson on this podcast. We're excited to be doing some work with him. And those photos, wirebuzz.com/76. All right, all right. So I'm off to Los Angeles to speak at the American Gem Society Conference, crushing my deck so I can get up there with confidence and teach jewelry store owners all over the U.S. how to leverage the power of video to amplify ROI, to get access to my mini course on how you can guarantee ROI. You can learn my secrets, my three simple steps. It's a proven framework for generating ROI. You can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/ROI. And that's the podcast episode. All my best to you and your goals of generating more revenue for your business, leveraging the power of video. And I will give you an update next week on the latest information that makes you and everybody you work with more efficient, more profitable, and better video marketers.